Today's daf is Shvuas daf lamed ches, and we are at the first wide line on daf lamed zayin amid beis. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Achenu b'nei Yisrael hanasuna batzara v'ashivya, and as a schus refuah shalema for Shlomo ben Chayaleya, Chava Miriam bas Malka Freida, and Sarah bat Batya. So we're in the middle of a very short perek. As mentioned, miot hakamos, but roiv ha'echos, perek shvuas ha'pikadin. So shvuas ha'pikadin is made up of two dafin. Last night, be'ezus Hashem, we learned the first daf. Today, we're going to learn the second daf and even begin the next perek, which is very much me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan, shvuas ha'dayon. Says Vigamar. So the specific context that we're in the middle of is the Gemara had brought a machloikis between Reb Yoichanan and Rabbi Lazar. It started off as a chad amar, and the Gemara figured out on its own who said what, and that is mashpia edei karka, chayev or pata. Now, mashpia edei karka is a sugya not in shvuas hapikadin, but rather in shvuas ha'edos. There are Aiden that can come testify on somebody's behalf that's going to benefit that person in court. It's related to Karka. The Aiden deny knowing Eidos. They swear that they don't know Eidos. Now they are Chayzeh B'tshuva. They confess their sin. Machlek is whether or not there would be a parasha of Shvuas Eidos or there wouldn't be a parasha of Shvuas HaEidos. Why are we talking about this machloikis in Shvuas HaPikaden? So it's really based on a Gemara that we learned in Perek Shvuas HaEdos, where the Gemara brought a Gzeres Shava, Secheta, which compared a lot of the halachas that we have in Shvuas HaEdos to Shvuas HaPikaden. And the Gemara assumes, for a Davar Pashid, that this machloikis of Mashpia Edei Karka regarding Shvuas HaEdos would have implications in Shvuas HaPikaden as well. Where would it be Negei Shvuas HaPikaden? Where somebody goes over to somebody and he tells him, you owe me money, and that money is karka. Or even if it's not karka, but as we saw at the very end of yesterday's daf, it involves a shibud on karka. If you hold that Shvuas HaEdos is true even by karka, then Shvuas HaPikaden would also be true by karka. If you hold that Shvuas HaEdos is only true by metaltalin, then Shvuas HaPikaden would also be negeya only metaltalin. So really, this machloikis between Rabbi Yoichanan and Rabbi Lazar mashpia edei karka, even though it's a Shvuas HaEdos diga machloikis, but it very much is negeya Shvuas HaPikaden, hence the Gemara is discussing it right here. So again, the Gemara brought this machloikis, mashpia edei karka, Chayev or Pater, it was a machloikis Rabbi Yoichanan and Rabbi Lazar, it was a chad amar, but the Gemara said to Stayim the Rabbi Yoichanan amar Pater. We can prove the Rabbi Yoichanan is the one that said Pater, mid the amar Rabbi Yoichanan, because Rabbi Yoichanan said, Hakoife b'mamon sheyesh olav eden chayev, shtar, however, is Pater. Rabbi Yoichanan said that if somebody is a koifer b'pekaten, and then he swears, and it's mamon sheyesh olav eden, he's going to be chayev. Not like Rabba, who was featured very prominently in yesterday's daf. If, however, he would be koifer b'mamoin, that's written in a shtar, he would be pater. And we saw there was a machlekes, Rav Papa, Rav Hunde, Rav Yeshua, what's pshat in that chelek of Rabbi Yoichanan? Rav Hunde, Rav Yeshua explained it, it's because shtar involves shibut karkois, and Rabbi Yoichanan holds ein mevin karbin al kfiras shibut karkois. If Rabbi Yoichanan holds ein mevin karbin al kfiras shibut karkois, as it relates to Shvuas HaPikaden, based on what we just mentioned in the introduction, the same would be true as it relates to Shvuas HaEdos. So the bottom line is, the initial presentation of the Machloikis Mashpia Edei Karka Chayev HaPater is nameless. It's a chad amar. We know who said what. It's Rabbi Yoichanan who said Pater. How do we know it? Because he said Pater by Shvuas HaPikaden. And if he said Pater by Shvuas HaPikaden, who had him by Shvuas HaEdos? Rabbi Lozner, then process of the elimination, must be the one that said Chayiv. Either way, on that note, the Gemara is going to continue. Amalei Rabbi Yumi, the Rabbi Avoh. Rabbi Yumi, you told Rabbi Avoh. Lema Rabbi Yoichanan, Rabbi Lozner. Would it be fair to assume that the Machloikis Rabbi Yoichanan and Rabbi Lozner, again, with regards to Mashbiya Edei Karka, which is also Nogeya, the parasha of Shvuas HaPikaden, Yes, by karka, not by karka, but pluta. Rabbi Leizer, Rabbanon, Kabbalistiki is really a machloikis tanoim, and it's a machloikis Rabbi Leizer and Rabbanon. So, what's this machloikis Rabbi Leizer and Rabbanon? The tanyos, even though in the Gemara it says the tanan, the right gear says the tanya. It's not a mishnah; it's a brisa. Hagoyzel salam echaveira. If somebody steals a field from his friend, the shatfanar, and after he stole the field, he's been living on the field, he's working the field. A tsunami came and it destroyed the field. Chayef lahamid loisade divrei Rabbi Leizer. Rabbi Leizer says the gazlan has to now replace the field to the nigzav. The chachamim, I remember, the chachamim say, Oimer loy, he could tell him, Hareish alach lefanecha. No, he doesn't have to replace the field. He could tell him, I took your field, no problem. Take it back. V'amrinon. Now, the Bnei Yeshiva analyzed this machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the chacham. And they said the following, B'maiko miflagi, what exactly is the machlokes? And they said, Rabbi Eliezer darish ribuy miyuti. Rabbi Eliezer darshins ribuy miyut. V'rabbanan darshi klal uprati. And Rabbanan darshin klal uprati. Now, ribuy miyuti klal uprati usually needs an introduction, but it's come up so many times here in Maseches Shavuos that I think at this point we're comfortable with what it is, and we could jump right into the Gemara. And the Gemara explains, Rabbi Eliezer darshin ribuy miyuti. Rabbi Eliezer darshin ribuy miyut. It says in the parasha of Shavuos, hapikodoin vechichesh ba'amisoi. Ribo, and that's a ribuy, meaning it sounds like anything that the nitva denies would trigger this parsha. Then the Torah goes and singles out examples. Bepikadoin, oy besesum esiat miyot. That's a miyot. Then the Torah again says, oy mikol asher yishava. Chazav riba. Riba umiyot u riba. What's the rule? Riba hakol. My riba. Everything. Riba kol mili. Umay miyot. What is excluded from the parsha of Shavuos hapikadoin? Miyot shtaris. Well, my it shtaris. The one that darshins ribuy miyut ribuy holds that everything is included with the exception of one thing. The thing that's the least like the klal, that's the one and only thing that's excluded. What's the least like all the protim that are mentioned in the parashah of Shavuos hapikadoin? The Gemara says shtaris. And the reason shtaris is because a shtar doesn't have any intrinsic value. The intrinsic value of a shtar is a chas b'bal. Money has intrinsic value. Shava kesef has intrinsic value. A shtar is a dover hagoyrim l'momen, but in and of itself, it has no intrinsic value. As a result, in the event that there was a koifer b'pikadoin or some form of shuas hapikadoin where the underlying asset is a shtar that represents money, that is the one and only thing that's going to be excluded. Rabbanon darshi, however, the Rabbanon darshin klali uprati. V'chicheish pa'am nisay klal, pipikotan oibisumas yed, oibigazel prat, oibikolashi yeshava olav chazavi kila. Klal upratu klal, yatadon elekina prat. What's the rule if you hold klal upratu klal? You're not marbe everything with the exception of the thing that's the least like the klal, but rather you're only marbe ke'ena prat. Okay, ma'aprat, if you look at all the pratim that I mentioned in the Torah, they have a few things in common. Number one, dover ha-metaltel, they're metaltelin, right? There's no karka. The gufay mamain, and they're things that are intrinsically mamain. I've called dover ha-metaltel, the gufay mamain. So too, anything that's metaltelin and it's gufay mamain. Yatsu karkois, she'en metaltelin. So karkois are going to be excluded because they're not metaltelin. Yatsu avodim, even though an evid is technically metaltelin, right? He gets around. Shehukshu the karkois. However, in halacha, we treat an evid like karka. And yatsu shtaris, she'afa pisha metaltelin, even though they're metaltelin, and they're not even hukish. But ain't gufa mamain, but ain't gufa mamain. And it's for that reason they're going to be excluded. In other words, we have a machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, with regards to somebody that steals a field, v'shot fanar, chayiv lahamid loisadeh, or ain't chayiv lahamid loisadeh. Rabbi Eliezer said chayiv lahamid loisadeh, the Chachamim said, oimer loy aresh alach lefanach. And the Gemara said, what is the beer in the machloikis? The beer is ribuy miyut ribuy or klal prat uklal, like the beer in so many machloikas and in jazz. Rabbi Eliezer darshins ribuy miyut ribuy, the chachamim darshin klal prat uklal. Where is this ribuy miyut ribuy? Where is this klal prat uklal? It's in the parsha of Shavuos hapikadoin. That's interesting. In the parsha of Shavuos hapikadoin, there's a clear ribuy miyut ribuy, or if you prefer, klal prat uklal. If you darshin the parsha ribuy miyut ribuy, so then it's way more inclusive, right? So you'll be marbe everything with the exception of shtaris. So only a shtar is going to be excluded from ribuy miyut ribuy. Ashinegelin yonenu karka will not be excluded. Karka will be included. If you hold klal prat uklal, since much less inclusive, then you're not going to be marbe everything, with the exception of one thing. In fact, you're only going to be mar bedavar metalka legufei mamin, which means, again, asher nageil in yonenu, karka is on the outside looking in, is going to be excluded, which means that karka is going to be excluded from the parasha of Shvuas Apikot. So the machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham, if somebody steals a field, and then shot for an art, could you say, Rachel Achlef and Achod, you have to pull out your checkbook and write a check. It's really totally in, if you darshan the parish of Shvuas Apikot, and Reba Mirit, Reba Klau, Prat Klau, Ben Milam Acherim, whether Karka is included in the parish of Shvuas Apikot, or Karka is not included in the parish of Shvuas Apikot. So let's just come up for breath for 1 second before we see how the Gemara closes the loop on this cheshman. What sheikh is Goizel Sodom Echaveiro to the parish of Shvuas Apikot? The answer is simple. It's because the underlying Aveira of Shvuas HaPikadin is very much Gzela. Right, we spoke about last night from Marin Agriz that there's really two dinim in the parish of Shvuas HaPikadin. There's a Hilchas Gzela, we said that's why it's mentioned in Perek HaGoizel Eitzim, and then there's a Hilchas Shvuas, that's why it's mentioned here in Shvuas HaPikadin. There's two things that are going on, but what underlies it really is a Maisa Gzela. More than that, the Torah's words of the Heshev Es HaGzela Asher Gazal is actually mentioned in this parasha. And really, the machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim is karka nigzeles or karka in a nigzeles. How so? If you hold that karka is nigzeles, that means if you steal somebody's field and then something happens to it, so then you have to make the nigzal whole just like you always would have to. When you stole it, you were coined it with kinyon nigzela, right? This is Bava Kama 101. Now that something happened to it, so you can't say anymore hareish alach lefanecho, you have to make sure that this person is going to be made whole. If you hold karka in a nigzeles, that means it was never stolen. It means that you weren't coined it with kinyon nigzela. You're not chayiv even in oitzim. You have absolutely no chiyuvim, and as a result, you'd be able to say, so time is the Gemara. Rabbi Eliezer that holds Hagoyz l'sodeh mechaver v'shot v'nor chayv l'hamad lo yisodeh. It's because he holds karka nigzeles. Karka nigzeles, so you're no different than any other gaz. And you steal something, if it's be'en k'moshe, you can return it. But if not, then you're going to have to replace the item that you stole. The Chachamim say it's because they hold karka in a nigzeles. What's the root of this shayla, karka nigzeles, karka in nigzeles? It's how you learn the parish of Shvuas HaPikadon. What does Shvuas HaPikadon have to do with karka nigzeles? Shvuas HaPikadon is a parish of gzela. In fact, those words of the Heshev Es HaGzela Asher Gazal, which would dictate whether it is a gzela or not a gzela, is mentioned in the parish of Shvuas HaPikadon. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, karka is included in the parish of Shvuas HaPikadon. Why? Because he darshins ribu mi'it ribu. The only thing that's excluded is shtaris. Karka is included, so karka has the Heshev Es HaGzela Asher Gazal. If karka has the Heshev Es HaGzela Asher Gazal, so you say meres, karka is going to be subject to all the halachas of gzela, karka and gzelas. The chachamim all klal pratu klal, karka is excluded from the parish of Shvuas HaPikadon. That means the Torah never said the heishav is gzela asher gazal as it relates to karka. If that's the case, karka in an gzelas. Oymaloi, hareish alach tefanam. So again, machloikis represent the chachamim is karka and gzelas, karka in an gzelas. It boils down to whether you darshan riba miyat riba klal pratu klal, in which parish in the Torah, in the parish of Shvuas HaPikadon. Okay, so what does that have to do with our machloikis? The Gemara is saying lema, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar that are arguing. Mashpia ide karka, or whether there's koifa bepikadin and shfuas hapikadin by karka. It is totally in this machloik is Rebbe and the Chacham. The Gemara says, Poshet, man de mechayiv, the one that's mechayiv. The Gemara is saying, man de mechayiv, because lechatchila in the sugya, we didn't know who it was, but we'd rather know who it is. It's Rabbi Lazar, right? So man de mechayiv, Rabbi Lazar, is Rabbi Eliezer. He holds, like Rabbi Eliezer, that what? That karka is included in the parish of Shvuas HaPikadon. If karka is included in the parish of Shvuas HaPikadon, then the shvua would also relate to karka. Uman the Potter, and the one that says Potter is Kerabonon. He holds karka was excluded from the parasha of Shvuas HaPikadon. Well, if it's excluded, it's excluded. And if that's the case, there's going to be no Shvuah. And by the way, if there's no Shvuah by Shvuas HaPikadon, there's going to be no Shvuah by Shvuas HaEdos either. So says the Gemara, at first glance, this machlokes HaMeiron, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan, is eerily reminiscent of a machlokes Tana. Right? They were handling karka and gzelas, karka in and gzelas. They're handling Shvuah of Shvuas HaPikadon and by extension also Shvuas HaEdos, but at the end of the day, shouldn't it be Tolian? Is Kark included in this parasha? Not. Ribu mi ribu klaprat the klal. So the chayri, the machlokes HaMeiron, is the machlokes Tanam. But the Gemara says, Rabbi Avo told Rabbi Yirmi. Again, Rabbi Yirmi was the one who had this ha'ara. Amalei Rabbi Yirmi the Rabbi Avo. So Rabbi Avo responded, he told him, Loi, man de mechayiv, the one that says that mashpia edei karka, and that there's a parish of Shvuas HaPikadon by karka, for sure is going to have to hold like Rabbi Eliezer, right? There's no other way. Because if you hold that karka is excluded from the parish of Shvuas HaPikadon, then if
if it's excluded, then you can't even steal it. Karka in an exelus, there's no vehesha v'stagzeh l'asher gazel, certainly there's no shvuah, and then there's going to be no shvuah by shvuah se'edim. Stating that, man the potter, Rabbi Yochanan, who said, potter, amalach, he could tell you, b'ha, afilu Rabbi Eliezer, moida, my sheet is not dafka toin, the machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan. Because I could tell you that even Rabbi Eliezer, who holds, here's the punchline of the Gemara, that karka's nixelus, and karka's really included in the parish of Shavuos of the Garden, because he holds ribu miyat ribu. So the Heishav Esakzeh Lashav Gazel is talking also about karka. That's true with regards to the Iker Teiras Gzeilo, and the Iker Chiyav of Ashavas Gzeilo. However, as it relates to the Shavuos, Rabbi Eliezer is going to be moided Rachmanam, because the Torah says, Mikoil, and we learn from the word Mikoil, V'loi Hakoil, Oy Mikoil Lashay Yishava Olav Lashaker. And that's specifically regarding the Shavuah. So even Rabbi Eliezer that holds that karka is included in the parish of Shavuos HaPekodim with regards to Gzela, lav dafka with regards to the Shavuah, and if it's not true for the Shavuos HaPekodim, it won't be true for the Shavuos HaEdos. So the Gemara says that really it's not Muchach. So again, at first glance, Rabbi Yirmiyah thought that the Machloik is Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan, whether the Shavuos HaPekodim by karka, and by extension, Shavuos HaEdos by karka is totally in the machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham, where the karka in exiles, karka in exiles, a shaychus, because the chayr, don't they both boil down to, is karka included in the parish of Shavuos HaPekodim, or is it not included in the parish of Shavuos HaPekodim? And the Gemara said, it's not muchach. In other words, if you hold chayiv shvua, then you're for sure going to have to hold like Rabbi Eliezer, because if you hold chayiv shvua, that means karka is included in the parish. If it's included in the parish of shvua, then certainly it's included in the parish with regards to the heishav esakzei lasher gazel. But you could hold chayiv as it relates to karka nixelus, and there's a chiyah, the heishav esakzeilo, but hold potter regarding shvuah, and that's based on a separate limud. There's a separate limud. The only factor here is not the klal prato klal ribu miyat ribu. That's one factor. But there's another factor that talks specifically to the shvuah, mikoil v'loy hakol. Zok the Gemara. Amar Rapapa, Mishmeid Rav. Rapapa said the name of Rav, Masnisa Namideka. I think there's a raya from our Mishnah, like Rabbi Yochanan, that there's no chiyuv shvuah when it comes to karka. Why? Because the Mishnah said, "Ganafta shayri." What would be if a teveya goes over to the nitva and he says, "You stole my shop"? Who am I? The person says, "Lo ganafti." It's not true. Mashbiachan. The teveya told the nitva, "I want you to swear." But Amar and the person said, "No worries, Amen." Chayiv. The halach is going to be chayiv, right? This is a classic case of shvuah hapikotin. Now, the ilu ganafta is avdi lo katani. The Mishnah didn't say that the same would be true if the Teveya would go over to the Nitva and say, not you stole my shor, but rather you stole my Evan, my timer. Why not? Why are we talking about a shor as opposed to an Evan? I hear. And if we were talking about an Evan, you would say, why are you talking about an Evan, not a shor? The answer is, because if you would say Evan, there would be another Chiddush over here. Probably because that other chiddush is not true. Meaning, lav mishum the eved iskish lekarkois, because eved is iskish lekarkois the emavin carbon al kvira shibud karkois. I think, said Rav Papa, that the reason the Mishnah used shor as its example and not eved was not punked. It's very much predictable, because by an Eved, you would never have a parish of Shavuos HaPekodim, because Eved is Iskish Lekark, and if that's the case, I have a diuk, it's not furish, but Masisa Nami Deka, I have a diuk, like Rabbi Yochanan, but the Gemara says, Amar Rapapi, Mishmeder Rava, Rapapi said the name of Rava, I disagree with you, because Ema Seifa, if you want to go down this road, let's take a look at the Seifa, say Aklal, Kolam Neshalim Al Piatzmei Chayiv. Right after the Mishnah, the whole end of the Mishnah mentioned that the only time there's a parish of Shavuos HaPekodim is when the underlying tfiyah is for a chiyuv, where it's for a chiyuv knas, where if the person would have been moida, he'd be a moida b'knas pater, then you don't have this parsha. And then after the Mishnah gave 10 examples of it, the Mishnah said, Zakal, this is the rule. Kola mishalim al piyatzmei chayiv, v'she'ene mishalim al piyatzmei pater. And said Rapapi, quoting Rava, Zakal asuyemai, why did the Mishnah have to say a Zakal? And by the way, this is a rule, right? Zakal. Every time the Mishnah says Zakal, it's coming to be marba something that I wouldn't otherwise know from the Mishnah. So it sounds like the klal is coming to be marba something. What? The only thing I could think of is probably lasuye gonafta esavdi. And if that's the case, I have a mashmois from the last line of the Mishnah that conflicts your mashmois from an earlier part of the Mishnah. So you're telling me from gonafta shoyvele yavdi is a raya to Rabbi Yochanan, that ein nishpoin al kfiras shibut karkois, or ein mevin karbin al kfiras shibut karkois. I think from the Zeha Klal, there's a mashmois the opposite. Meaning Zeha Klal, anytime it's mamin, lasuye what? Even if it's karka. Even if it's an eved, that's iskish lekarka. The point is, el meyot lekel mishnah. You know, being that there's a mashmois from one part of the mishnah one way, and a mashmois from the other part of the mishnah the other way. For that reason, you can't be mechiyach anything. It's interesting. Both of these mashmois are a little kolish, right? I mean, the mashmois of why do you pick shor over eved? That I hear, but again, it's definitely not a diuk that screams from the rooftops. And certainly, zeh klal asuye, my lav lasuye, ganafta zavdi. I don't know, maybe it's coming to be marba something else. But either way, these subtle dikdukim that Tamiram debated whether or not are rayas to this machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar, after further review, ela meha leko lemishma mina, you can't be poshed anything from the Mishnah. So what are we left with? A machloikis. We're left with a machloikis, a mayram, a machloikis between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan, which, as we saw, is not only negeya shvuas hapekadim, but it's negeya shvuas ha'edus as well. Either way, going back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah had mentioned what would be if five people are toiveya somebody money. So five people go over to the same poor nitva and they say, "Tein lanu pikadoin sheyesh lanu biyadcha." Right? Ruvain, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, they all come over to the same person. So the Mishnah said like this: if the person would say, "Shvua she'ein lochem biyadi," I swear that none of you gave me a pikadoin, ein chayv al achas. Turns out he swore falsely. He's chayv shvuas hapikadoin, but only one shvuas hapikadoin. Why? Because it was one shvuah. Shvuah she'ein lochem biyadi. It's one inclusive lashon, he's going to be chayiv one time. If the person would say, shvuah she'ein lecha biyadi, v'loy lecha v'loy lecha, chayiv al kol achas v'achas. If he wouldn't say, shvuah she'ein lochem, but shvuah she'ein lecha, and then he would say, v'loy lecha, and it's five people, so v'loy lecha, v'loy lecha. If he would say, v'loy, 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 in that case, you would be chayiv al kol achas v'achas. Rabbi Eliezer said, I agree with that, but I would just tweak it a little bit. It's actually a shvuah b'achrein. If you say shvuah b'rishayna, that's not enough. Or that doesn't even help. What matters, and really what only matters is if you say shvuah at the end. So if you say shvuah in the beginning, neither here nor there. If you say shvuah at the end, oh, now already, loy l'cha, v'loy l'cha, v'loy l'cha, loy l'cha, five times in shvuah, that's when there's going to be a chiyuv five times. Reb Shimon said, ad sheyoyim eshvuah l'cha l'cha v'echad. The only time you're going to be chayiv is if you said shvuah l'cha l'cha v'echad. So the v'loys don't help you, and it doesn't matter if you say shvuah in the beginning, shvuah in the end, you would have to say the word shvuah five times, otherwise you're only going to be chayiv one. In other words, there are three shitas in the Mishnah. Mishnah says, if a person would simply say, shvuah she'ein lechem biyadi, everybody agrees, ein lechayv al achas, is not even a shayla. The Tanakhama holds, if you say, shvuah she'ein lecha biyadi, v'loy lecha, v'loy lecha, v'loy lecha, you're already chayv al kol achas v'achas. According to Rabbi Eliezer, no, it's only if you say the word shvuah at the end. According to Rabbi Shimon, you actually have to say the word shvuah again and again and again. The Gemara now is going to bring a b'raisa. This braisa is very much me inyan le inyan ba'isa inyan to the halacha of the Mishnah, and the Gemara is going to try to connect the braisa to the Mishnah. So like a lot of the Gemaras that we've been learning recently, there's some fun cheshbon over here. Zok the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, Kolal einei chayev ela achas, Parat chayev al kol achas v'achas divri remi. So the braisa is addressing mamash the case of the Mishnah. Well, five people go over to the same person and say, you owe us money. And the person denies and he swears. So says Rameir, if he was kalal, if he swore, but oifen klali, you're only going to be chayv one. If he was mefarit, you're going to be chayv al kol achas v'achas. Now, what's the definition of klal and what's the definition of prat? Right? That's the big question. In the Mishnah, you see already a three-way machlekes. Rameir doesn't explain. And really, the avoida of the daf is going to be a machlekes amayron trying to figure out what exactly shitas Rameir is. But Rameir, who Kiyadua spoke Balashin Kitzara in this case, really took it to another level. Kolal einei chayiv ala achas, parat chayiv al kol achas v'achas. Rabbi Yehuda said, shvua, if the person would say shvua, loy lecha, v'loy lecha, v'loy lecha, chayiv al kol achas v'achas, then it would be chayiv al kol achas v'achas. At first glance, it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda is the first sheet in the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer says, loy lecha, v'loy lecha, v'loy lecha, shvua, chayiv al kol achas v'achas. Oh, it's the same Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah. That's easy, right? As long as you say the word Shvu at the end, that's when you chayv v'cholachas v'achas. And finally, Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says, ad sheyoyim shvu v'cholachas v'achas. This too is the same Reb Shimon in the Mishnah. So in the Braisa, we have not three shittos, we have four shittos. It sounds like Reb Yehuda is the Tanakama, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon are the same Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon that we had in the Mishnah. So what's the fourth shittah? It's actually the first shittah in the Braisa. It's shittas Rameir, and Rameir mamish didn't explain himself. He said, "Kol alein echayv ala achas parat, then you're going to be chayv al kol achas v'achas." Zok the Gemara. Amr Reb Yehuda mashmas. Reb Yehuda said the name of Shmuel. Klal eishal Rameir, prat eishal Reb Yehuda. What Ramey referred to as a klal is what Rabbi Yehuda referred to as a prat. And klal eshal Rabbi Yehuda is prat eshal Ramey. And what Rabbi Yehuda referred to as a klal is what Ramey referred to as a prat. In other words, you want to know what Shitas Ramey is? It's the inverse of Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Now, the way we have Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is Shvua loy lechava loy lechava loy lecha chayiv al kolachas vachas. That's the only thing we have from Rabbi Yehuda. And we know Rabbi Yehuda refers to that as a prat. So if Shmuel holds that Rameir is the inverse, so for sure then we know that Shmuel's shita is that Rameir is going to hold Shvua she'in l'cha v'loy l'cha v'loy l'cha is going to be not a prat, it's going to be a klal. But what's the klal of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda never explained what the klal is. So for that we need Rashi. Rashi says that Rabbi Yehuda's klal was when the person called out everybody, but he didn't add the vav hachibor. He said, Shvua she'ein l'cha biyadi, and then he said, loy l'cha, loy l'cha, loy l'cha, loy l'cha. Not v'loy l'cha. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's all about the vav. So if he would say, v'loy l'cha, v'loy l'cha, v'loy l'cha, then you'll be chayv al kolachas v'achas. That makes it a prat. If you say, loy l'cha, loy l'cha, loy l'cha, so then already it's going to be a klal. If that's the case, Rameir, who's the inverse, is going to hold just the opposite. If you say loy lecha, loy lecha, loy lecha, it's going to be considered a prat. If you say v'loy lecha, v'loy lecha, v'loy lecha, then already it's going to be a klal. What's the machloikis? This is very balabatish. But what's the machloikis? It seems that the machloikis is, the way the Rishonim explain it, the vav is being mechaber. But the question is it being mechaber to the word shvua? Or it's saying that I'm adding on to that original shvua? Meaning, I said shvu and then I said five things with vavs. So the vav can trace itself back to the shvu. As if I said shvu A, shvu B, shvu C, shvu D, shvu E, yeah, five shvus. I'll be chayv five times. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Rameyah says, I think it's just the opposite. I said one shvu and now I'm giving you what my shvu is. The vav is just being meisif, ribu bishiyura, in the ikr nosach ha-shvua. So fakir, it's not making more shvuas, it's literally just the opposite. But the bottom line is, that's what Shmuel said. Shmuel said that klolish al rameir is pratish al Rabbi Yehuda, klolish Rabbi Yehuda is pratish rameir. So again, Rameir didn't explain. He said, kolein chayv al achas, parat chayv al kolachas v'achas v'rameir. What's a klal, what's a prat? He mamish didn't explain himself. Said Shmuel, I'm going to tell you what Rameir's sheet is. Rameir holds that if you say v'loy l'cha, v'loy l'cha, that's a klal in chayv al achas. If you say loy l'cha, loy l'cha, loy l'cha, that's a prat. Then you're going to be chayv al kolachas v'achas. And by the way, you should know Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda didn't say this. Rabbi Yehuda only said v'loy l'cha, v'loy l'cha, but clearly implied is that loylocha, loylocha, loylocha is actually going to be a klal. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, I disagree. Ha, kol moedim, everybody's moedim, v'loylocha, shehu prat. Rabbi Meir agrees to Rabbi Yehuda, v'loylocha, v'loylocha, v'loylocha is going to be a prat. Okay, so what's the machlokes? Le'nechlechu, ela b'loylocha. The machlokes is loylocha. Rabbi Meir holds prat. That's also going to be a prat. Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda holds klal. That's already going to be a klal. So Rabbi Yochanan understands Rabbi Yehuda the same way Shmuel understands Rabbi Yehuda. V'loylocha is a prat. Loylocha, without the vav achibur, is going to be a klal. What's Shitas Rameir? So that's where Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Shmuel. He holds that according to Rameir, loy lecha and v'loy lecha are both going to be a prat. Meaning, Rameir agrees that v'loy lecha is a prat, like Rabbi Yehuda. He disagrees in that, whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds loy lecha is a klal, Rameir holds loy lecha is really going to be a prat. This is interesting because it comes out that Rameh and Rabbi Yehuda are arguing about what Rabbi Yehuda never even said. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda said one thing. He said, loy lecha, v'loy lecha, v'loy lecha is going to be a prat. Rameh agrees with that. What's the machlokes Rameh and Rabbi Yehuda? It's in the mechlala v'atashenehen. It's in what's implied. And the Gemara is going to speak that out. And the Cheshman Shmuel didn't like this. But it's really in the loy lecha, which Rabbi Yehuda never even spoke about. But even before that, says the Gemara, According to Rabbi Yechon, what is a klal according to Rabbi Meir? Meaning, if loy lecha and v'loy lecha are both prat, so what is a klal? See, pashut shvusha in lecha biyadi. If he said shvusha in lecha biyadi, which the Mishnah had already mentioned, if he said peloshim kalalis, that's the easy case. That's when it's going to be a klal. Says the Gemara, but Michael Miflagi, what exactly is the machlekes? Meaning, not what's the machlekes we made Rabbi Yehuda. What's the machlekes Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon? So the Gemara says Shmuel daik mi braiso for Rabbi Yechon daik mi masnis, and Shmuel formulated his position from learning up the Braisa Bi'iyun, and Rabbi Yochanan formulated his position from learning up the Mishnah Bi'iyun. Shmuel daik mi Braisa. Shmuel was b'daik the Braisa. Meir dekam Rabbi Yehuda. Being that Rabbi Yehuda said what? Meaning, Rabbi Meir started off the Braisa. He said, Klal ein lecha, ein echai vel achas, parat chai v'kol achas v'achas. Then Rabbi Yehuda says, Shmuel, loy lecha v'loy lecha, v'loy lecha, chai v'kol achas v'achas. Being that that's what Rabbi Yehuda said, he said v'loy lecha, and prat ahavi, he said it's a prat, michlal, it must be the sham of the Ramei, the amaklal ahavi. He must have heard Ramei say that it's a klal, v'amalei Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda's coming to Ramei, and he's telling him, I disagree with you, prat ahavi. So you see, clearly, this machlekes Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, how you look at v'loy lecha, it's pasha. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan's going to respond to that, and he's going to tell you, I disagree. Travai l'Ramei prat ahavi. Rabbi Yehuda heard Rabbi Meir say that Sai Viloy Lecha and Sai Loy Lecha both going to be prophet. For Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, and what Rabbi Yehuda was telling Rabbi Meir was, B'Viloy Lecha Maidina Lecha, I'm Maidin to you as it relates to Viloy Lecha, or B'Viloy Lecha without the Vav, Paligna Lach, I disagree with you. So it's true, I agree with you, Rabbi Yehuda, and tell Shmuel that Rabbi Yehuda's commenting on what he heard Rabbi Meir say. But it's a different comment. According to Shmuel, what's the comment? Rabbi Meir said, V'Loy Lecha is a klal, Zok Rabbi Yehuda V'Loy Lecha is a prat. Head on. The way Rabbi Yochanan hears it is that Yehuda heard Rabbi Meir say, Sai loy lecha and Sai viloy lecha are both prats. And on that, pun intended, Rabbi Yehuda's might have been mikzas, and he tells him, Bevaloy lecha maidina lecha, abebeloy lecha paligna lecha. What's Shmuel's response to Rabbi Yochanan? Shmuel's going to tell you, Ad oidi le oiduye. I mean, it's very nice. We like to play nicely together, but this is not Derech HaTalmud. Derech HaTalmud, if Rabbi Yehuda heard Rabbi Meir say two things, and he agrees with one and he disagrees with the other, which is the one he's going to point out? The one he agrees with? No! He's going to point out the one he disagrees with. So if he said, v'loy lecha prat, obviously he heard that Rabbi Meir held that it was a klal, and that's why he said what he said. But the bottom line is, you want to know where Shmuel got his impression that the machlekes Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda is the way it is, at Pashat Upkalan to Braisa, because this is the more meduyik thing, the way of learning the Braisa. Rabbi Yochanan, good, he has an eitzel. And by the way, even the Gemara said, Rabbi Yochanan daik mi masnisa. It's not where Rabbi Yochanan got his shita from. Rabbi Yochanan chaps. Rabbi Yochanan's learned the Mishnah or Braisa or two in his life. He understands not the best way to learn a Braisa, but he's going to have a makar from somewhere else. He's going to be matrik over here. But the point is, Nachamol, Shita Shmuel is that Rabbi Meir very cryptically said, Kol alei nechai v'alachas, parat chai v'alachas v'achas, kum tzegein Rabbi Yehuda shvua loy lecha v'loy lecha v'loy lecha, chai v'alachas v'achas. It must be that one comment Rabbi Yehuda is making is in response to something he heard from Rabbi Meir. It must be Rabbi Meir say, fakir. So if he said v'loy lecha v'loy lecha is a prat, must be heard Rabbi Meir say v'loy lecha is a klal. And by the way, michlal one, you figure out the other, that what Rabbi Yehuda refers to is a klal must be what Rabbi Meir really refers to as a prat. Zokim Rabbi Yochanan daik masnisin. Had Rabbi Yochanan come to his opinion, again, what's Rabbi Yochanan's opinion? That according to Rabbi Meir, Sai loy lecha, loy lecha, loy lecha, and Sai viloy lecha, viloy lecha, viloy lecha are both prats. What is the klal? The klal is shvur she'in lechem b'yadi. Said Rabbi Yochanan, I'll tell you why I think this is Pshan Rabbi Meir. It's mid, the common Rabbi Meir. Being that Rabbi Meir said shvur she'in lechem b'yadi klal ahavi, that shvur she'in lechem b'yadi is a klal, nechlal. From there we can imply the v'loy lecha prat ahavi. That v'loy lecha is really a prat. Now, first things first, where did Rabbi Meir say shvur she'in lechem b'yadi klal ahavi? May didn't say it. If Rameir told us what a klal is, we wouldn't be having this conversation. Where exactly did Rameir say it? The answer is, it was in the Mishnah. Stam Mishnah is Rameir. So in the Mishnah, we had three shittas. We had the Tanakhama, the Stam Mishnah, and then we had Rabbi Eliezer, and then we had Rabbi Shimon. The Tanakhama, the Stam Mishnah, said, Shvur she'in lechem b'yadi, right? That's a case of where you're only going to be chayav what? Rabbi Yochanan understands Stam Mishnah, right? Rabbi Yochanan is the master of Stam Mishnah. He holds halachic Stam Mishnah, Dvar Matikin. But Rabbi Yochanan says, one second, who's the Stam Mishnah? I know the Stam Mishnah is Rameir. And he said, Shvut she'en lechem b'yadi klal ahava. Oh, must be that v'loy lecha is a prat. Why? Because Esau gedaita. Because if you're going to tell me v'loy lecha klal ahava, that v'loy lecha is also a klal, then adam mashmalach shvush ein lecham biyadi. So why is the Mishnah telling me shvush ein lecham biyadi is considered a klal? Nishmein et shvul loy lecha v'loy lecha v'loy lecha v'kolshkein shvush ein lecham biyadi. So from the fact that Rameh says in the Mishnah shvush ein lecham biyadi is a klal, why is everything else is prat? That's how he knows even v'loy lecha v'loy lecha is going to be a prat. I so why is Rabbi Yochanan telling Rameyer v'loy lecha is a prat? Rameyer agrees it's a prat. It's true what Rabbi Yehuda is telling Rameyer is amoy de b'mikzas. Amoy de v'loy lecha is a prat. However, I disagree as it relates to loy lecha loy lecha. So that's the Gemara of Shmuel. What's Shmuel going to do about this? I mean, Rabbi Yochanan just came with a compelling diktuk in the Mishnah. Rameyer says in the Mishnah shvur she'ein lechem biyadi. So it sounds like that and only that. So Shmuel's going to tell you no. Shmuel's going to say, "Kala oimer v'loy lecha, ka oimer shvur she'en lechem biyadi dami." Could be it was so poshut in the world of Rameyer that v'loy lecha is a klal that it didn't even have to be spoken out. Shvur she'en lechem biyadi is a klal. And if that's a klal, v'loy lecha is also going to be a klal. Because the way we look at the vavs, it's being mechaberet to the ikar shvur, and if it's being mechaberet to the ikar shvur, you're only going to be chayiv one. Meaning, at the end of the day, it's so pashut Shmuel held that it doesn't need a bazunder rishara. All Ramei needs to say in the Mishnah is a concept of a klal. There's a concept of five teveyas. I give one nusach hashvur, and as long as I'm koil it in one bitui, that makes me chayiv only one time. Even though it's five people, five tvis, it doesn't matter. It's going to be one. As long as you tell me that principle, then it's already poshnet, that the vavs are not going to change anything. So again, where did Rabbi Yochanan get his sheet in Rameir? He got it from the Mishnah. Well, it's a mafurish Mishnah. Because the Mishnah mentions what the example of a klal is. Shvur she'en lechem biyadi, ein chayiv ela achas. Oh, so if you see in the Mishnah, shvur she'en lechem biyadi, ein chayiv ela achas, it sounds like that and only that is going to be a klal, meaning v'loy lecha is really going to be a prat. But the truth is, this whole exchange was very, very misleading. And really, we could have spoken out the minute we started Rabbi Yochanan's Raya. What? Like, what's going on? And the Rishonim mucha with this very, very much. But really, the Gemara is going to address it anyway. So the Rishonim just mucha, like, how could we have even humored ourselves for these five lines? Did you not see the Mishnah? What did the Mishnah say? See it from the Mishnah inside. They said, Tein lanu pikadin she'esh lanu biyadcha. Shvur she'en lechem biyadi, ein lechay vela achas. Okay, that's Rabbi Yochanan's Mishnah. What's the next line of the Mishnah? Shvur she'en lecha biyadi v'loy lecha v'loy lecha chayiv al kol achas v'achas. Now this was the Tanakam of the Mishnah. The Rabbi Yochanan said, "Is Ramei? It says mefurish v'loy lecha is smart. You're going to be chayiv. It's mefurish that v'loy lecha is really a prat. It's mefurish that v'loy lecha is a prat. So how could we even be debating what Shitas Rameir is if the Tanakama in the Mishnah is Rameir, isn't it Mefurish?" So the Gemara asks it as a kash. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, it says, loy lecha, loy lecha, loy lecha. And it says, Mefurish, that what? That it's Prat. Zoysoy Meres, Arayat Rabbi Yochanan, Apliya, Astzuma, on Shmuel. So the Gemara says, Tani, you could always change the Girsa and say, not viloy lecha, but rather loy lecha. And that's why the Mishnah wasn't really brought into the Shiloh over here of trying to figure out what Shitas Rameir is, because really at the end of the day it's not clear what the Mishnah means to say. Does the Mishnah mean v'loy lecha? That's the girsa that we have in the Mishnah, and if that's the case, it's a raya gedolah to Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe it means loy lecha. Oh, loy lecha, that for sure is a prat. Shitas Shmuel in Rameir is that v'loy lecha is a klal, but loy lecha is a prat. So being that it's not clear what the girsa is, says for that reason we couldn't bring it right. But the Gemara says Toshma. Let's look weiter in the Mishnah. After the Mishnah mentioned, and we made a little bit of a big deal about this last night. After the Mishnah mentioned the case where there are five people that are teveya this one nitva, and they all say tein li pikadin, and the person denies and swears. So how many karbanos is it going to be chayiv? So it depends on how he made a shvur. If he says it b'lashon klali, and then what about v'loy lecha, and then you have Rabbi Eliezer shita, Rabbi Shimon shita. The Gemara gave two more examples of how this would be manifest. In the other two examples, it's not five tovim, it's one teveya. In the first of the other two examples, it's one teveya who's coming after different types of his chayvias. One is, yeah, my pekadin. Number two, I borrowed you money. Number three, you're a gazlin. Number four, I worked for you, you never paid me my wages. By the way, to add insult to injury, you even found my aveda with alochis, chayv lahachris, and as a result, you owe me that also. And then the person goes ahead and he denies. So then, is it going to be chayv one carbon, or is it going to be chayv multiple? It's mamish totally in the same exact shayla, right? And the Mishnah said in Mefurish, if he says one lashon klali, so then he's going to be chayv one. If he said vid this and vid that, right? Just to see the words in the Mishnah. Tainly pikadim v'sesum es yod. Gezel v'aveide sheyesh le biyadcha. Shvu she'en lecha biyadei nechay v'lachas. Shvu she'en lecha biyadei pikadim. V'sesum es yad. V'gezel. V'aveide. Chay v'chalachas v'achas. Next case was the same thing. Where one peveh goes over to one nitva. He says, I gave you a pikadim. I gave you chitin, so'irim, kusmin, right? He gave him the chameshas minei dagan, right? He gave him all the different types of grains. All the things you make a mezoinus on, right? He gave him all of those azachin. And then the person goes and he says, Shfu, you gave me nothing. Said, I'm not going to be chai. What? If he says, Shfu, she'en lucha biyadi chitin, v'so'ir. And again, it's the same. We spoke out that Rishonim said all the shittas that you have regarding the five toivim, you're going to have here as well. So the Gemara says, but as it relates to our shayla, those additional cases also mentioned the Vav, right? So let's see. Tashma, Teili Pikadon, Visesum Es Yad, the Gezel Vaveda. So what was the halacha? If the person singled out all those things in the Shvuah, he's going to be Chayav Kalachas Vachas. Now, who is the Tana? It's Rameir, right? It's the same Tana Kama as the case of the five Toivim. And it says clearly that if there's Vavs, we're going to view it as a Prat, you're going to be Chayav Kalachas Vachas. So you see, Mefurish, the Rameir Shita is that if there's a Vav, it's a Prat, right? Rabbi Yochanan, it's a Kasha on Shmuel. So the Gemara says the same Teretz. Tanis, Asum Es Yod, Gezel Aveda. Maybe that Vav is Lavi Gaf. The Gemara says Tashma. Next line. Tein Lichitin, Visa'ir, Bekosmin. And again, if the person says Shvul She'in Chav Yodi Klom, you're going to be Chai. What? But if he says Shvul She'in Lichal Chitin, Visa'ir, Bekosmin, you're going to be Chai Vakalachas Vachas. So again, you see, Mefurish, Rameir Shita is that when there's a Vav, we view it as a Prat. The Gemara says Tanis, So'irim, Kosmin. Afraid the Gemara. Vahai Tani Kol Hachi. Shabbish, Tani Vazel? Like, seriously? I mean, Shmuel, you're so meduyik that what your understanding, your Rameir's gerech, that you're willing to just make a gois habach all over the place, and you're willing to be magi, a gansa mishnah. You want to tell me one vav? You realize how many vavs we just knocked out? Each one had a bunch of vavs. So it's mamish vav after vav after vav. He says, it can't be. You can't change three cases in the mishnah because there's a little bit of an issue. The Gemara says, you're right. Shmuel said, I'm asking. It's way too dark. Meaning, I hold my pshat and Rameir is the right pshat. Why? Because just look at what Rabbi Yehuda said. And Bichlal Rabbi Yehuda Atashemei Rameh. This is nothing to talk about my Havana Rameh's Gerech. You're going to ask me a kasha from the Stam Mishnah. The Stam Mishnah Zachai Rameh, he is presumably the Tanakama in this Mishnah. And if he's the Tanakama in the Mishnah, he clearly said that the Vavs turn it into a Prat, which is not like my Shita. Said Shmuel, who said the Tana of the Mishnah is Rameh? I mean, Stam Mishnah Rameh is usually the case, but it's not ironclad, it's not Tufta level, right? Elohamani Rebbehi, maybe it's really Rebbe. Which Rebbe? So this is already Mimercha Tovi Lachmoy. This is a Tzustel of all Tzustels, and we're just going to say Ayin Shem. But the Omar, Rebbe said, Loishna Kezayas, Kezayas, Veloishna Kezayas, U Kezayas Pratahavi. The exact context is a hard machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim and the Sugis of Machsheva's Pigol, where a person had a Machsheva to eat the Kezayas Pasach Chutzel Zmanoi and Chutzel Koimoi. And the question is, once you already have a Machsheva HaPiselis in an Avoida, could be a machshavas pigel later wouldn't really impact it. It's machloikis Rebbe and the Chachamim, but the point is, in that machloikis, Rebbe Shita was that it doesn't matter if the two machshavas on the two kezaisim of chutzal zman and chutzal mkoymeh were said kezayas kezayas or kezayas u kezayas. Either way, we'd always view it as protahavi. So Rebbe, who's the author of the Mishnah, holds that kezayas u kezayas is a prat in the sugi is a pigel. So too, he's going to hold loy lecha vil loy lecha vil loy lecha. Is going to be a prize. So in short, what's Shmuel's dichoy to answer all these kashas? I mean, one option is just change all the gerses, but that's a little bit dachuk, says the Gemara. So what's a better option? Who said it's Rameir? Who said it's Rameir? Mechatei said it has to be Rameir. Instead of it being Rameir, let it be Rebbe. Which Rebbe? And the sugi's a pickle. Frey Toisvis, the obvious question. We have to speak out this Toisvis. We have to. Frey Toisvis, if you're not dead set on the Tanakhama, the Mishnah being Rameir, Hagam Stam Mishnah Rameir, so let the Mishnah be Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. What Rabbi Yehuda said? Shvu she'en luchem biyadi en chayv alachas. If you say v'loy lucha v'loy lucha, then you're going to be chayv for the prat. Remember, in the Braisa there were four shittas. In the Mishnah there were only three shittas. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, who are two of the four shittas in the Braisa, are two of the three shittas in the Mishnah. So now the question is, who is the Tanakhama? We assume it's Rav Meir, because Tamish is Rav Meir, and we're using that now to figure out what Rav Meir's shita really is in the Braise, because in the Braise he's very, very cryptic. So maybe we can figure it out from the Mishnah. And I was like, Rav Yochanan, Shmuel's not masking to that. Peseder. So who is the Tana of the Mishnah? The best time in the world is for it to be Rav Yehuda. Now, why Rav Yochanan didn't want it to be Rav Yehuda doesn't bother anybody, because Stam Mishnah is Rav Meir. But once we're saying that it's not Stam Mishnah Rav Meir, so wouldn't it just make sense for it to be Rav Yehuda? And it would mamish be Shittus Rav Yehuda. I mean, it's mamish. The only thing that's not Shittus Rav Yehuda, he didn't say in the Furish that if you don't say there, then it's going to be considered a cloud. But he didn't say it in the Brice either, and we seem to have been able to figure it out on our own. Because once you say that there makes it a prat, you understand that without the there, it's going to be a cloud. So L'chayru makes so much sense for it to be Rabbi Yehuda. It's Tosis Kasha. Because of this Kasha, Tosis changes Gersois, not just Vavs. Tosis really plays around with the Gersois. Ayin Shamba Tosis. But either way, we're still trying to figure out what Shitas Rabbi Meir is. We have a machloikis between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Specifically, we're trying to figure out what Rabbi Meir holds, where the person says, Shvul She'ein L'cha, V'loy L'cha, V'loy L'cha, V'loy L'cha. According to Shmuel, Prata Yishar Rabbi Yehuda is Chol Yishar Rabbi Meir, you're going to be chayiv only one. According to Rabbi Yochanan, no. You're going to be chayiv al kol achas v'achas. Says the Gemara, Toshma b'didei. Oh, I have a raya mineu bay from Rameir. Not from a Stam Mishnah Rameir that Shmuel could always say, maybe he's really Rabbi. I have a raya from Rameir, because Rameir talked in our Mishnah. Rameir talked in the Mishnah. What did Rameir say? He said one line that we said we're going to get to tomorrow, which is today. Rameir said, it's full lines from the Breit Shiras on the Mishnah Lamed Vav Lamed Beis. Afilu Amar Chita Visa Oira Viku Semes Chayiv Al Kol Achas VaAchas. He said in the Furish. Afilu Amar Chita Visa Oira Viku Semes Chayiv Al Kol Achas VaAchas. Now we have to know what exactly Rav Meir means, and the Gemara is going to figure this out in the next three lines. But one thing's for sure, he said above. So if he said above, isn't it checkmate? And for the Gemara, Tni Chita Oira Viku Semes. Take out the Vav. Now, didn't we just say a minute ago that we're not just going to be Magia the whole Mishnah? Now we're not being Magia the whole Mishnah, right? Because we weren't Magia now the first three cases, that we said Hamani Rebbe. To only be Magia Rameh, that the Gemara has no problem doing. And the Gemara said, no, as it relates to this, let's make that go. Says the Gemara, Maya Filu, Vos Meint Afilu. And really, the oimik of the Maya Filu is that Bishloima, if what Rameh is coming to say is that the Chayiv al kol achas va'achas. So that would be Rameir's afilu. Meaning, you know what Rabbi Yochanan would say the afilu of Rameir is? Afilu with the vav, he's still going to be chayiv al kol achas va'achas. It's the Rameir of the Braise. Now, for some reason, the Rameir is like written, you know, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Stam Mishnah was already Rameir, so why do we need the Rameir here again? But I hear it. You have to work it out a little bit. You have to learn the Mishnah good. But the bottom line is, that's what the afilu would be. But the Gemara says, according to Shmuel, it's not even true. According to Shmuel, there is no vav over here. It's just chita sari kusemes. So what is the afilu? Amar Rav Acha, Rav Ika, afilu chita b'chal chitim, v'sari b'chal sorin, v'kusemes b'chal kusmen. The afilu is that even if you said it b'loshen yochid, and you didn't say it b'loshen rabin, even then the halacha is you're going to be chayv. What's the chiddush in that? So the Gemara is very, very sasim. Even the Rishonim are very, very sasim. If you take a look at the Tosfos Yontif, that's the Maromakim. Tosfos Yontif on the Mishnah. So the Tosfos Yontif says, I'll tell you what the point is. The point over here is we're going to see in the next Mishnah, the beginning of the next parak, that in order to be chayev for all the shvois, you need that the tfiyah should be a tfiyah of some chashivas of mammon. So what would be if somebody owes somebody chitin, but when the tadeya came to the nitva, he only asked them for one chita? So what's the value of a chita? It's very, very little. It's not a shava prut even. So maybe there shouldn't be a chiv. Kamashmat, even if you said chita, we assume you meant chita, michlal chitin. And if you said sa'ira, you mean michlal sa'ira, and kusemis meant michlal kusmen. That is the chiddish of what Rameir was coming to say. So again, what just happened over here? In the Mishnah, we had the three shittas of when you know it's one shvuah, when you know it's multiple shvuahs. The first shita was, if you say shvuah, and then you say v'loy l'cha, v'loy l'cha, v'loy l'cha, yichayv kol achas v'achas. The second shita was, you have to say the shvuah. Then Rav Shimon said, you have to say shvuah all three times. We had a Braisna that mirrors this Mishnah, although way more complicated, because in the Mishnah, in the Braisna, we had not three shittas, we had four shittas. The fourth shita is Rameir, which is extremely cryptic. Klal in chayv al achas prat chayv al achas v'achas. Rabbi Yehuda sounded like the first sheet of the Mishnah, but after further review, nobody wants Rabbi Yehuda to be the first sheet in this. Right when we started, we said it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda is the first sheet in the Mishnah. Yeah, that was true when we started, but as we're ending, it's clearly not the case. Right? Why? I ain't Tosfos. But Rabbi Yehuda is not the Tanakam. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that if you say a Lashon Klali, it's for sure only one. Loilacha, 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 it's also going to be one. Viloilacha, viloilacha, then it is going to be a prat. Then the Braisa also mentioned the Shittas Rav Lezer, Rav Shimon, that were anyways mentioned in the Mishnah. What was the big avoid of the daf? The big avoid was the machloikis between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, and had to understand Rav Meir, had to understand Rav Meir over here in this Braisa. According to Shmuel, Rav Meir is the inverse of Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda says, loilacha is klal, viloilacha is prat. According to Ramey, it's just the opposite. The loylucha is klal, and loylucha is prat. Oh, and by the way, if that's the case, number one, we have to do an edit in the Mishnah. Not only that, the Stam Mishnah, the Tanakama, the first of the Shitas in the Mishnah is not Ramey. Rabbi Yochanan held that, according to Ramey, Sai loylucha and Sai the loylucha are both going to be considered a prat. What's a klal? Only shvur she'im lochem, that one lashon klali. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Meir is very much mentioned in the Mishnah, not only in that one line when he says afilu, but really the ganze Mishnah, the Tanakama of the Mishnah, like it usually is a Stam Mishnah Rav Meir. And by the way, an added bonus, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you don't have to make any edits. It's very good. Daf Nishmachin edits, you don't have to play around with any of the vavs. Everything is going to work itself out beautifully. I'd love to say the cheshbon is over. It's actually not. Moving along. Kainly pikanev is asumas yet. Gezno vaveda, sheyeshli biyotcha v'chul. Tein lichitim v'sa'ayim. So what are all these v'chulus going on over here? So again, it's all the same cases that we were discussing earlier. Right? The Mishnah mentioned three cases where there's a noisei. One chiyuv, a five chiyuv. First was five toivin. Five people say that we have a pikanev by you. Second case was one person who's claiming five different chiyuvim. And then the third case was one person who's claiming five, or the Mishnah mentioned three, different types of pikdoinus, chitin, soyer, mekusmen. And the halacha was really one and the same. If it's a lashon klali, so then the halacha is, you're going to be chayv one. If there's prati already, you're going to be chayv kalachas fachas. The whole shaila is, how exactly you define prati. So let's just pick the easiest shita, the first shita, right? Whether it's Ramey, it's not Ramey, Rebbe. But the first shita, and that is, if the person would say, shvua, she'ein lecha biyadi pikadin v'sesum es yad gezel v'aved. Right? So again, we're talking about one teveya, not the first case, the second and the third cases. One teveya is coming after him for a bunch of things. If the person just says, shvua, I don't know who you are, I've never met you, I don't owe you any money. Right? Lose my number. Okay? Chai won. If he says, shvua she'ein lecha biyadi, and then he starts being mefarit all the things, right? So then we said you're going to be chayav kalachas vachas. Or if he, the same was true in the case where it's all pikadim, but it's chitin, sa'irim, and it's kusmin, shvua she'ein lecha biyadi klom, it's one. Shvua she'ein biyadi, and then you start mentioning chitin, sa'irim, and everything else, so then you're going to be chayav al kalachas vachas. So the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan said, Pruta mikula mitztarefes. As it relates to pikadin sesumas yad gezel v'aveda sheyesh l'viyadcha or chitin sarim v'kosmin, in the event that there's a pruta mikulon, meaning each thing individually did not add up to a pruta. However, sezamin they add up to a pruta, talach is mitztarefes, they're going to be mitztaref. Zok the Gemara weiter. Pligi bar Rav Acha bar Ravina. There was a machlekes between Rav Acha and Ravina. This will hopefully all make sense in a moment. Chad Omar once said, a prati mechayev, a kloli loy mechayev. V'chad Omar, the other one said, a kloli nami mechayev. So Rabbeinu da al makula. What's going on over here? So Rashi says, a very important Rashi. Dibra maskul, pligi bar Rav Acha bar Ravina. Rashi says, b'mas nisan u b'milse de Rav Yechon. This machlekes between Rav Acha and Ravina, which again, we don't know who said what, is a machlekes sai in how to understand the Mishnah, and it's also a machlekes in milsei de Rabbi Yechon. So al rishon rishon. It's a machlekes in how to understand the Mishnah. What's the machlekes? What are the words? Chadoma aproti mechayev akloli loy mechayev, v'chadoma akloli nami lechayev. Let's pick the case of a person says, I'll have your chitin, I'll have your sa'irin, I don't have your kusmin. So, Mishnah says, Yichayev kalachas vachas, as long as you use the vav. What does it mean? How many are you going to be chayev? Well, it's easy. Chitin, sa'irim, kusmin, back of the envelope arithmetic, 1 + 1 + 1, 3, right? Oh, you'll be chayev 3. Chad omar, yeah, you'll be chayev 3. A prati mechayev. Oh, but the chad omar, a kloli nami mechayev. You said, shvua she'ein lecha biyadi, That's a Lashon Klali. And then you singled out Chitin, Soyrim, and Kusmin. So you're actually going to be chayiv for the three Pratim, but you're also going to be chayiv for the one Klal. So how many are you going to be chayiv? You're not going to be chayiv of three. You're going to be chayiv of four. So this is a big machloikas. Hadol and Pachpana in the Mishnah. That's what Rashi means when he says, Pligi Barabach, Rabbi, you're Masnis. What's made in the Mishnah? What's machloikas in the Mishnah? This is machloikas. When you're Mefarit, are you also chayiv for the Lashon Klali? So it's plus one, or you're not going to be mechayiv. They're also arguing, B'milsei de Rabbi Yochanan. What does Rabbi Yochanan have to do anything? What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Pruta mikula mitzdarefes. Because that's pashit, that the only time pruta mikula is mitzdarefes is if there's one cheftz of shvua. If, however, chitin is one shvua, and soirim is one shvua, and kusmin is one shvua, if you're going to be mechayiv the person al kolachas vachas, then they're individual shvuas, right? You can't have your cake and eat it too. So, for sure, you're going to need that each one should be shavu pruta. What did Rabbi Yochanan mean l'chayre when he said pruta mikula mitzdarefes? When he said washing klali shvu she'im l'chavi yadi klo. So then the chit and soyrim and kusmin are all part and parcel of one chefs of shvu. So then if the one chefs of shvu it's zamin has in it a shavu pruta, so then you could be chayre. Right, l'chayre, that's poshet in Rabbi Yochanan. Does Rabbi Yochanan's halach have any bearings on the case where the person doesn't say shvu she'im l'chavi yadi klo, but he starts being mefaret chit and soyrim and kusmin? Well, that's totally in the machloek, is Rav Acha and Ravina. If you hold that when you single out Chitin, Soyrim, and Kusmin, there's another Chiyiv Shvua for the Klal, so then Rabbi Yochanan's halacha of Pruta Mikulam Mitzdarefes would be negay, even in that case. Now, not for the three Shvuas of Prats, but for the one Shvua of Klal. If, however, anytime Yom Mefaret, there's only a Chiyiv for the Prats, but there's no Chiyiv for the Klal, that means Rabbi Yochanan's halach is never negated the Prats. Does Zok the Hilig Rashi. Pligi bar Rav Acha bar Ravina bim masnisin u bim milsin to Rabbi Yochanan. The Ikar Machloikis is in the Mishnah, but it's understood that Rabbi Yochanan's comment on the Mishnah is only negated where there's a Shvua Klali, which then means a derivative Machloik, and it's obvious, of this machloikas of Acha Ravina is going to be milsa de Rabbi Yochanan. I mean, they're arguing in the Mishnah of its negeya milsa de Rabbi Yochanan as well. Either way, says the Gemara, this was the Shaila. So again, in the event where the person swears and he's mefarit, are you also chayiv for that one lashon klali, or are you not chayiv for the one lashon klali? Says the Gemara, I don't even understand how we could have this Shaila. But Tani Rebchi, we learned in a brisa, so when the Gemara starts pulling out Rebchi's brises, you know it's going to be fun, right? So says the Gemara, Tani Rebchi, Harikan, Chomesh, Esrei Chatois. I'll give you an example where the person could be chayiv 15 chatois. So what's the case? Let's take a look at Rashi. It's the second wide line. Tesvav Chatois. Hoye Chamishin Toy Venoisai. Rebchi's brisa was referring to the Mishnah, right? The Mishnayos and the brises usually mirror each other. So there are five toivin, right? That was the case of the Mishnah. V'chol echad tovay chitin soyrim v'kusmin. But in Rebchi's brisa, each one of these five toivin is being tovay of three things. Chitin, soyrim, and kusmin. V'amar, the person said, shvu she'in l'cha b'yadi chitin v'soyrim v'kusmin. And then he threw in, v'loy l'cha, v'loy l'cha, v'loy l'cha, v'loy l'cha. So says Rebchi'a, if you do the math, you're going to be chay of 15. Right? It's actually easy math. It looks more intimidating than it really is. Why? Because it's five toivim. Each one is saying three. You said, v'loy l'cha, v'loy l'cha. Right? Everything was singled out. So as a result, you have a chiyav shvua for each toiveya. You also have a chiyav shvua for each thing that each toiveya is being toiveya, which means five times three, you're going to end up with 15. What's the kasha then? If you're going to tell me that every time you swear chitin soirim v'kusmin, there's also another chiyav klali, well then why is it 15? Esra and Havin, it should really be 20. Meaning the Mishnah didn't count. Here, we're counting the amount of shvuos. So once you count, we can be medayik in the minyan, right? Minyan also lemute, right? So what's the minyan coming to teach me? So from the fact that it's 15 and it's not 20, you see you're only chayiv for the protein. You see you're not chayiv for the klal. Blur says it's not muchach. I mean, it's a good taina. It's a good tushta. Amazing tushta. But it's not a good raya, because haitana, the protein, kachasha, the kolay kachasha. It could be Rebchi, and this braisa was trying to do the math of all the protein. He didn't mean all the chatois. I mean, if he wanted a... Right, for shock value, he could have said 20. But that's not what he was trying to do. He wanted to speak out how many shvuas there are as it relates to prati. But the Gemara says, I have another price. But Tani Rebchi'a said, Harekan Esrim Chatois. What's that price all about? Oh, in that price, Rebchi'a probably is giving you the shock value, right? So if Rebchi'a is giving you the shock value in that price, so what do you see from there? For sure, you could be... Meaning, the 115, maskin. But what about the 120? If okay, how do you reconcile the 15 and the 20? In one case, he's probably including the klal, and the other case, he's only talking about the prat. But the bottom line is, you see that you are chayiv for the prat, but the Gemara says, no, hahiya pikadim v'sesun l'siyad v'gezel v'aveda. No, the case over there was something else. The case over there was where there were five people. Each person claims that you have my pikadim, you borrowed money from me, you stole from me, you have my aveda. So it's really 5 times 4 of only prat of naklal, and that's how you end up with the number of 20. Rav asked Rav Nachman the following question. What would be if 5 people were teveh, but amru lai, and they told him, the 5 people, this guy's being attacked. Mama, he needs a lawyer fast. But he's being attacked, right? Since 5 people coming after him, and they're suing him all over the place. If he goes over to one of them and he says, right? He's mentioned them all. And then he turns to the other guys and he says, ma, what's the halacha? Achada mechayev. What are the two tzadim? So Rashi says, the two tzadim are you going to be chayiv 8 or are you going to be chayiv 20? The first toiveya, you chayiv for 4, right? You chayiv for all the tefillos. You chayiv for the pekadin and the sesumas yad and the gazel and the aved. Then you went to the other 4 guys and you said, v'loy lecha, v'loy lecha, v'loy lecha, v'loy lecha. Is each v'loy lecha mechayev you +1, then it's 4 + 1 + 1 + 1 + 1, easy math is 8. Or the gather of the v'loy lecha is that those original that I was mechayev to, those 4, is going to be now 4 + 4 + 4 + 4, and throw in the klali maybe, you're going to end up with a real number. But the question is, how do we touch up the v'loy lecha? Is the v'loy lecha a 1, or is the v'loy lecha whatever the amount of shvois there are for the original kfir and shvua, that's what this is going to be. So the Gemara says, Tashma, I'll prove it to you. Tani, Rab Chiya said, Arei kan esrim chatois. Right? Rab Chiya just had the case of esrim chatois. And hechidami, and we already explained what the case is. The case was mamish, this exact case. But the Gemara is just adding one noifach. Eat the parish, if it's talking about where he was mamish mefarish, where he went over to each person individually, and he told them the same exact thing. Well, if that's the case, eat the parish, Reb Chiya minyana asal ashminan. So what do I need Reb Chiya for that? Meaning then there's 0 chiddush. The only thing he's doing is the math. Now, this is not even hard math. So what do I need Reb Chiya for? El alav deloy parish. Must be the some chiddush. You know what the some chiddush is? Deloy lecha, deloy lecha, deloy lecha. Shema mina prat havi. We look at each one as a prat. That's how he ended up with his case of 20. By the way, if you look at Rashi, the Rashi that we had spoken out, when we saw this Reb Chiya's 20 number for the first time with the Gemara's dicha, that this is the case, the way Rashi explained it. Rashi was explaining it based on the maskanas of the Gemara. It wasn't muchak that was the case. It wasn't muchak. The case was where he turned to each guy and said, v'loy lecha. It could be 5 people, and he's rochel bitcha ktana to each one of the 5 people. But at the end of the day, then it's not clear what Reb Chiya's chiddush would have been. If you want to make sense of some chiddush over here, this is where the chiddush would be. We're not done. Anasta upitisa esbiti v'chu. So the latter part of the Mishnah mentioned a halacha, that the only time there's a parasha shvuah sapikadoin is in the event that the kfira and the shvuah and the tfiyah was a mominous yachiv. If, however, it was a knas, so then all these halachos are not going to apply, right? These halachas are only negeya in the event that it's a regular chiyav mom. Zeakla, kol ha-mishalam al-piyatz mechayiv, v'she'ena mishalam al-piyatz mepater. Additionally, the Gemara brought a machloikis between Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. What would be if the Teveya tells the Nitva, Onasta upitiso esbiti, for who I man, he says, loy onasti, for loy pitisi. Right? What would be in that case? So the Chachamim say, you're potter. Why you potter? Because, oinesu mefat, everyone knows, is knas. I'm sorry, Reb Shimon says, you're potter. Because oinesu mefat is a knas, and this is a case of, if you're in a mishalam al piyatzmoy, so it's pashit, you're going to be pater. The Chachamim said you're going to be chayev. Why? Chachamim agreed to the underlying principle. Because the Chachamim said, "Avo picha in mishalim knas al piatzmoy, but mishalim boishes of gam al piatzmoy." What about the boishes of gam? When a person says onasto es biti, pitiso es biti, he doesn't only mean what? He doesn't only mean the knas, he means the boishes of gam as well. And it's true, the knas chelek is a knas, but the boishes of gam chelek is a chiyav mamet. So for that reason, it's going to be good. So according to Reb Shimon, we somehow define this whole tefiyah as a tefiyah, it's knas. It's not subject to the laws of shvuah sapikadin. According to the Chachamim, it's knas is knas, Abrevas is mamon is going to be viewed as mamon. Says the Gemara. Amr Rabbi Baraba, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. My time is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Baraba said the name Rabbi Yochanan. What's Pshan and Rabbi Shimon? Said Rabbi Yochanan, Hoyol for Iker Knasu Tever. Because we assume that the Iker of his tefiyah is knas. I mean that the Iker of his tefiyah is knas, and by knas there's no parasha of shfuas hapikadens. For that reason, you're going to be potter. Amar Rava. Rava said, "Mashal to Rabbi Shimon with the ma'adav adayim." Let me explain to you, Rabbi Shimon, with a mashal. The adam shamal chaveris. Somebody went over to his friend and he told him, "Tain lichitin this oyer mekosmen." She is to be atcha. Right? He sounds familiar. Amar lois. And he told him, "Shfuas she'ein lechabiyadi chitin." And he only swore in chitin. The ishtakach, and what emerged was the chitin who the lesle. That Hitaka didn't have chitin, it was true. Aber hasoyer v'kosim in Islay, but he did have soyer and kosim. So what's the halacha? The pater. It's pashat. This person is going to be pater. Why? The chi ishtaba achitin akushta mishtaba. This person never swore falsely. Now he was a little conniving, but at the end of the day, this person never swore falsely. So that even though really this person owes soyer and kosim. But being that he never swore about the Soyer Mekosmen, the only thing he swore about was the Chitin, and the Chitin he really doesn't know. So it's for that reason, there's not going to be a parish of Shvu. So it's hard to even speak out what the Tzushtel is. So the Gemara is saying that this is somehow Tzushtel to Rav Shimon. It's a Tzushtel to Rav Shimon in that this person right now is involved in a Tfi of Knas and Boishas Upgam. For the Knas, there's no parish of Shvu Sapakadin. For the Poshas of the Pekam, there is a parish of Shavuos HaPekadin. When he swears that I don't owe you anything, so we see it as if it's a Shavua only on the Knas. And being that on the Knas, even though he swore falsely, but on the Knas, he wouldn't be Chayiv. So even though he would be Chayiv for the Poshas of Pekam, it's fine. As if to say we're comparing the Knas in Reb Shimon's case to the Chitin in the Mashal, and we're comparing the Poshas of Pekam to the Soyrim and the Kusmin in the Mashal. But the point is that the Shvua and the Chitin didn't implicate him for the Soyrim and the Kusmin. The Shvua and the Knas is not going to implicate him for the Boishas and the Begam. So again, it's very hard to even express. I mean, these are the words of the Gemara, but it's hard to express. In fact, Abaya is going to tell us why it's hard to express. I'm like, Abaya, me dummy, which I saw some over there, Bechitin Kokofale, Besayim Bekusmele Kokofale. Over there, the person didn't swear falsely. That's why he's bought there. He swore in the Chabayad Bechitin, and he was telling the truth. Soyrim and Kusmin never swore. He owes him the Soyrim and the Kusmin, but he never swore. What Shaykh is to the parish of Shavuos HaPekadin? But Hoch over here, Bekula Milsa Hu Dekakofale. Over here, he swore on everything. And included in what he swore was that I don't owe you Knas, and I also don't owe you Baishas of Gam. So if he swore that I don't owe you Baishas of Gam, Baishas of Gam is Mammon, then Fashtetzach Alein, you should be Chayef Shavuos HaPekadin for the moment. Said Abai, if you want a Moshel to Reb Shimon, I'll tell you what the Moshel was. Hold on, Damya, El Oim El Chaver, if somebody go with his friend, then he would say, Tain Li Chitin. The Sa'irim, the Kusmin, Sheyesh Lubiyat, he'd be Tevea, Chitin, Sa'irim, and Kusmin. And the person would say, Shvua She'en Lachabiyadi Kla. I swear I don't have anything of yours. Vishtakach, and then later we would find out that Chitin Hudalesle. Hitaka was not lying about the Chitin. This is a Geshmak Tzushtal. Ha Sa'irim, the Kusmin, Isle. But he had Sa'irim, the Kusmin. And what would be the Allah in that case? The Allah is he would be Chayef. Meaning, he swore by Ifan Klali. And on part of what he swore, you can't be Bechayev, because he was telling the truth. But if part of what he swore, he was lying, for that part, he would be Bechayev. So if you want to draw the parallel, he said, Loi onasto es bitcha, beseder. As it relates to the knas, the chitin, let's call it, for that, you're not going to be Bechayev, even though he lied, but it doesn't matter, because it doesn't stem with the rule. Might be knas is butter. But as it relates to the poishas of Gam, he should be Bechayev. And if in the moshel is Bechayev for the soyrim and the kusmin, avada he should be Bechayev here as well. So, Mashal to Rav Shimon, the Ma'adav Adayma, as if you want to explain Rav Shimon at the Mashal, right? Why are we bringing the Mashal? You bring a Mashal to make the Nimshal more moving. It's not explaining Rav Shimon in any way, shape, or form. And if that's the case, it sounds like the Gemara was like a little left hanging here. What is Takab Shana Rav Shimon, right? My time of the Rav Shimon. My time of the Rav Shimon. So the Gemara said cryptically, Hoyo Ve'ikr Nesu Teveya. And then Nami Ram tried explaining it with a Mashal, right? Rubber really said, Hoyo Ve'ikr Knasu Teveya. But then we digressed into a mashal, obviously hoping that the mashal was going to make this a little bit more explanatory, which it didn't in the eyes of Abaya. So the Gemara says, what is Takab Shana Rav Shimon? And Even better, also the machlekes between Rav Shimon and the Chacham and Elik Yosef Rav and Amar Rav Yoichanan. So when Rav came, he said, "I'll tell you what I heard from Rav Yoichanan." He said, "The divrei Rav Shimon holds knasu teve of like boishes of gam, which is what those words sound like. Hail the ikar knasu teve. That when a person says anastas biti, what is being teve is knas. The divrei Chachamim af boishes of gam uteve. We don't say, oh, he's only being teve at the knas. We assume that he's being teve at the boishes of gam as well. Right? The child is what's the ikar tefiyah? If the ikar tefiyah is knas, so then the kfir is on knas. You're made of a knas potter. If the ikar tefiyah is everything." So then, and the chenai for the knas will be potter from the bayis. Now you're going to be talking about Michael Mifflin. What is that machlokes talian? I mean, there's a psychology over here. Is the person being teveh the knas, or is he being teveh even the bayis of gam? Amar Rapapa, Rapapa said Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon holds loy shavik in this midi the kids, tavi midi the loy kids. This is zicher, right? So the knas is zicher. He knows how much money he's going to get. So that's where he's putting his efforts. You know, what's the boishes of gam going to be? He said, I don't know what the boishes of gam is going to be. So therefore, we assume that he's not really putting his koiches into the boishes of gam. Rabbanan said, the Rabbanan hold, loishavik midi dechimoyde bei loimifter, v'tavi midi dechimoyde bei mifter. As much as, yeah, he knows that the knas is a midi dechitz, but he's not going to put his efforts in that because if the person's moidach, so fakir, he's more invested in the boishes of the gam. By the way, some Rishonim say it sounds like from the Gemara that the Gemara holds according to the Rabbanan, the Ikar Tefiyah is not even the Knas, it's the Boishes of Gam. And the words of Rav and Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Divrei Rav Shimon Knasu Teveh, Avloi Boishes of Gam, Divrei Chachamim Af Boishes of Gam Uteveh. And then when the Gemara explains it, the Gemara actually says it's a Svara that the Ikar Tefiyah would be Davka, not Af Boishes of Gam. Davka the Boishes of Gam, not the Knas. As if they're arguing literally in Svaras Afuchas, but the bottom line is, says the Gemara, that's what the Machlokes of Shimon the Chacham is. They both agree with the Ikar principle, the Shaila is in one prat. And on that note, Hadron Halach, Shfuas Happy Kodin, and without even coming up for breath, we're going to do this like Matas Masi style. Literally, right? It's not Bahar B'chugoyza, this is Matas Masi. We're going to go straight into the next parasha. Zog, or the next parak. Shfuas Hadayonim. So what is a Shfuas Hadayonim? Wow. So we'll have plenty of time to figure that out over the next few days. But high level shvuas adayonim is when dayonim are mechayev somebody to swear. We know there are many shvuas in the Torah and in the Talmud. Specifically, three examples of where someone's involved in a din Torah and bezdin is obligated, mandated based on psukei atayra to be mechayev of shvuas adayonim. One is when the person is moed b'miktsas. You owe me $100, 50. You have to swear that you don't owe the other 50. 50 or does for the Eidim Nami, you have to swear on the other 50. Another example is, Shfuas Eidechad, you owe me money, you have Eidim, I've one Eid. L'yokum Eidechad, l'chal ovin, l'chal chatas, but as it relates to Shvua, he's come to Shvua, and then finally, all the cases of the Shaymen, Shaymechinim swearing, Geneva Vaveda, Shaymech Sachar swearing, Oynes, there's a halacha called Shvuas HaShaymen. Either way, we're going to go through this Mishnah quickly, and start even a little bit of the Gemara, and the Be'ez Hashem over the next bunch of days, we're going to get into some of these real sugis that are oimed beruma yishalayim. So really from here, one last piece of introduction, until the end of Masechta is mamish, like Bava Metzia vibes. In fact, in Bismedrish Gavaya, when they learn Shnai Moichs and first Seder, they learn Shvos HaDayon very often second Seder. I mean, these are real, the next parakol on Ishbam, these are real, real fleshiga, yeshivisha, adire atiridiga, limudim. Zok the Mishnah, Shvos HaDayonim, as it relates to Shvos HaDayonim, hataino shtei kesef, v'hahoidot v'shavah kesef. The taino, meaning the taideya has to be timing shtei kesef. That's the minimum dollar amount. V'hahoidot, and the person that's being moida in the case of a moida b'miktsas would have to be moida at least a shavah pruta. So we're talking specifically about shvuas moida b'miktsas. So shvuas moida b'miktsas, there's a minimum shear of how much the tefiyah has to be, and then there's a minimum shear of how much the hoidah would have to be. The taina would have to be at the very least shtei kesef, the hoidah would have to be at the very least shavah pruta. Then eina hoidah mimina taina potter. In the event that Reuven goes over to Shimon and he says, you owe me $100. Shimon is moed b'miktsas, but the hoidah is not mimin hataina. It's not the same species. It's not the same ingredient. It's not the same material. It's not the same metzias and chefts and matter. So then the halach is, it's exeris hakasev, there's no parasha shvuas moed b'miktsas. Keitzad, shtei kesef, yesh l'biyadcha. Somebody goes over to somebody, he says, you owe me two kesef, and the person says, in the chabiyadi el a pruta, not only a pruta potter. Now this needs a rashi, because shtei kesef sounds like money, and pruta sounds like money. So this sounds like a standard moed b'miktsas. So Rashi says you have to say he says you owe me silver that weighs two kesef, And the person responded, no, I only owe you a pruta. Pruta, we know, was always nechayshes. So basically, he's being tevei as silver, and he's being made of a mikzas in value, but it's not miminataina, because it's nechayshes. This is the proverbial tanoi chit v'hoivlei b'sayin. Tanoi kesef v'hoivlei b'nechayshes. Pot, shtei kesef upruta yesh v'yatcha. What if the person would say, you owe me two kesef and a pruta, and he would respond, in the chavayadi el a pruta, in that case, you would be chayef. Because in this case, Yitaka b'imoida b'miktsas. He came with two tainas, shtei kesef and pruta. You said pruta. For that, yichai mara l'biyotcha. If the person says, you owe me a mara, in the chavayadi, and he says, I don't know anything, potter. Kofer ha-koyel is potter. Now, we know Rav Nachman was mesakin shvuas heses, coming in the sugyas, but you're potter midday raisa. Mara l'biyotcha in the chavayadi el chamishim dinar. Now, we're talking about money, and you're a moida b'miktsas. This is your classic moed b'miktsas. Chai, you're going to be chai. Mara l'ababiyotcha. What if somebody goes up to somebody else and he says, my father gave you a mana? And the person says, "Ein lecha biyadi ela nun dinar." He says, "I agree. He gave me 50 dinar, meaning, but not a mana. He's moida b'miktsas. So the halacha is pater. He's not chayav shvus moida b'miktsas. And the reason is shehu kemeshav aveda. This person did not have to be moida b'miktsas. He could have been kofer hakol, right? If you come over to me and you tell me." You gave me money, so I'm not going to be kofer hakol. And that's based on the chazaka, ain't other meis panav b'nei bal chayv. But over here, you're saying that my tata gave you money. So you're not my bal chayv. There's no ain't other meis panav. You could have been kofer hakol. The fact that you are in kofer hakol means we're going to believe you on your hoidah b'miktsas migu that you could have been kofer hakol. I let every moed b'miktsas be believed with this migu, so that's bavim tziyat av gimel, right? We know. The Gemara always speaks this out. The Gemara says, because chazaka ain't other meis panav b'nei bal chayv, that's good for why you don't have the migu. But in this case, there's no chazaka ain't other meis panav. As a result, you never would, really every moed b'miktsas should be viewed as a meishav aveda, which is English for migu, right? Really, it should always be believed as a migu. The reason that you usually don't have is because of the chazaka. Here there is no chazaka. What if somebody goes up to somebody and he says, I have a mana by you. Amaloi, he told him, hey, true. Yeah, 100%. Lamacha, the next day came over to me, he said, Amaloi, tneuli. And he's a nesatav lach. I mean, he thought, he met a decent guy. And the next day he comes to him, he's a drink up. He says, what do you mean? I gave it to you already. So the lach is, potter. Why? Because the nesatav lach is not a stira to zayda. He said, Moida. By the way, Rashi says, even if it was in front of Edom, incidentally, all the Rashis from here until the end of the Mishnah are not here. They're on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. That's where all the Rashis are. But the point is, even if Edom were the ones that came and Edom saw the Hoidah, but he's not contradicting the Hoidah. If he would come the next day and he would say, Ein lecha biyadi, after he was already Moida, then already Chayef. Because once you were Moida in front of Edom, now you can't backtrack anymore. Mana biyotcha. What would be if a person goes over to somebody and says, you have my mana? Yeah, of course. And he says, I only want you to pay me in front of Eidim. Okay, no worries. The macha, the next day came over to him and he said, Tneili, give it to me. And he responds to him, Nasatav lach, I gave it to you already. Chayiv, you're going to be chayiv, nature tzarech litnoi be'edim. Now, lach is that once you make this tonight, this condition, at that point, you have no choice. You have to repay with Eidim. You're not nemat to say, I gave it to you. Litrazov yesh liyotcha. If somebody says that I have a litrazov by you, and he says, Ein lecha biyadi elo litra kesef. No, it's not a litra zav, it's a litra kesef. Potter. You're going to be potter. Why? Because it's not a hoidami minataina. It was tanoi zav, vaydolai bekesef. Dinar zav. Oh, money. Money's money, right? Yesh le biyadcha. Ein lecha biyadi elo dinar kesef utrises upundias upruta chay. Then you're going to be chay. Shakol min matbei achas. Because money is money is money. Kur tfuah yesh le biyadcha. If somebody goes up to somebody and says, I have a kur of tfuah by you. And the person says, Ein lecha biyadi elo lesech kitnes. Not a kur of tfuah, but a less potter, your potter. And the reason is because he was tevei tfuah, and he was moida in kitnis. Kur peiros li biyadcha. Ein lecha biyadi elo lesach kitnis chayev, sha kitnis michlal peiros. Because that's considered to be one min. Tanoi chitin, v'hoideloi v'sa'oirin, potter, v'rabbi gamliel mechayev. Atoim lecha beirei b'kadi shemen. Somebody goes up to somebody and he says that, you know, I have by you jugs of oil, meaning I have the kadim and I have the shemen. And he was moida to kankanin, but he was kofer on the oil. Admon said, says to me, this is a moida b'miktsas. Why? He was tevei two things, you were moida one. That's a moida b'miktsas. No, it's not a moida b'miktsas. Rabbi Gamliel said, I side with Admon. We'll see what this all means in the Gemara. If somebody goes over to somebody and he's Tayan, you owe me Kalim and Karka. Vahoida be Kalim, he was Moida in the Kalim, Vikafa be Karkois. but he was kafir in the karka, or bekarkois, he was made in the karka for kafir bekalim, pater, that lach is, you're going to be pater. And the reason is, because if the hoida is karka, or if the kfir is karka, either way, that lach is, it's not going to be a shvus made in miktsas. Hoida ben miktsas hakarkois, let's say you were made in the miktsas of the karka. Then he was talking about kalim the karka, and you were made in miktsas karka. Again, same halacha, pater. Ben miktsas hakalim chayv. If you moida and mix as a kalim, then you're going to be chayiv, and here's the chiddush, you're going to be chayiv even on the karka. And the reason is, anachasim sheim amachrayas, zoikikin es anachasim sheish le amachrayas li shavale. You don't swear on karka, you only swear on metaltalin. However, there's a concept called gilgul shvur, right? Once you swear in this din Torah on the metaltalin, so then there's a concept of zoikikin, that anachasim sheim amachrayas, such as metaltolin, azoikik in nechasim sheish lamachrayas v'shava aleh. One last halach in the Mishnah, ein nishban al tainas chereshayt v'katan. You never swear in response to the atayin of a chereshayt v'katan. Ve'ein mashpien es ha-katan. We'll never make a katan swear. Avol nishban li-katan. You'll swear to a katan. Come again. Ein nishban al tainas chereshayt v'katan. Next line. Avol nishban li-katan. I know it was a long daf, but I'm pretty sure the Mishnah was just Saiser itself, literally one line to the next. The Gemara is going to address that. Ula hektish. Additionally, there's a concept of Nishban lehektish. Zok the Gemara, we might as well. Heichi mashbi inon le. How exactly would Bezdin be mashbi as someone that's chayev shvuos? Again, shvuos hadayon. Somebody's chayev shvuos day rights. How exactly was the shvuos administered? Amr Rabbi Yudam Rabbi, Rabbi Yudam, the name of Rab. Mashbi in oisai. Bishvuos. They would be mashpia him with the shvua that's mentioned in the Torah. The chsev, what's the shvua that's mentioned in the Torah? Vashpiyacha b'Hashem alikei Hashemayim v'alikei Yoretz. Asher loisik achisha levni mibnois aknani asher anoichi yoishev b'kirba. Who is the one who made the shvua? It was Avram Avinu, who was being mashpia Eliezer Eved Avram at the beginning of Parshas Chayesara, when Eliezer has the shlichus to go find a wife for Yitzchak. That shvua is the paradigm of what a shvua needs to look like. And Rabbi Yehuda Marav said, you want to know heichi mashpi'in on me? It's the shvua ha'amura batay. Amali Rabbi Yehuda Rav Ashi. So Rabbi Yehuda heard this. He turned to Rav Ashi, he said, k'mayin k'rab chanid baridi. Wow. Sounds like Rav holds like chanid baridi. Da'ama b'in on shem ha'miyuchad. Meaning we know shvua involved the shem Hashem. When Rav said that the way the shvua was administered was b'shvua ha'amura batayra, so Ravina understood probably what he meant was Vashbiyacha b'Hashem Elikei Hashemayim. And if you look in the Torah, it's Vashbiyacha b'Havaya Elikei Hashemayim. It's probably what he meant to say. Meaning Avraham Avinu was Mashpia b'Havaya. So probably what we're saying is that the way a Shvua happens is with the Shem Havaya. Who holds Shvua by Yishem needs to be Shem Havaya? It's Rav Chanina Baridi in Perek Shvua Sa'edos. Now it's true for Shvua Sa'edos, it's true for Shvua Sa'pakadim, but the point is I think Rav is paskin Rav Chanina Baridi. So Rav Ashi told Ravina, no, that's not what he meant. You didn't understand what he meant. Afilu temi Rabbanon, Rav could be held like the Rabbanon, the Amri Bekinoi, that you could swear with a kinoi. Then Afkamino. So what did he mean when he said Mashpiinoi soy b'shvua amura b'toyra d'chsev Ashpiach b'Hashem alikei Hashemayim? What he meant to say was the tzorich le'tfusei cheftza b'yodei. What he meant to say was that you have to swear b'nekitas chefetz. There has to be some sort of cheftza shel mitzvah. Where was the Chetzah Shal Mitzvah by Avram? So we know where it was. Simno Yodcha Tachas Yirechi. Avram told Eliezer to hold on to his bris milah because that was the grace of mitzvah that Avram Avinu had done. But the point is, that's what he meant when he said, B'shvu Amura B'Torah, what he meant to say was, they need a Tfusei Chetzah B'Yodah. By the way, Rav said it before. Meaning, it's not just my pshat, said Rav Ashi in Rav. Rav said it. To Amar Rav, Rav said, "Hay daino da ashbo b'Hashem alikei Hashemayim." A dayan who makes the person swear in the name of Hashem, but he did not make him hold on to a chetzah shal mitzvah. Naski mishatavet var mishnah v'chayzer. It's as if he was a toyev v'dvar mishnah, and the halacha is we unwind the halacha. Now it's not a toyev v'dvar mishnah; he's being toyev v'dvar Rav, right? But even the psak of Rav is on the level of toyev v'dvar mishnah. But what do you see from Rava? You see from Rava that he held that you need nekitas chayfetz, and that's for sure without a question what Rav was referring to. Amar Rapapa, Rapapa said, "Hay dayan da ashba b'tfilin." If a dayan make somebody swear holding tefillin. Nasa kemisha ta b'dvar mishnah v'chayzer. We view it as if he was ta b'dvar mishnah, and the halacha is that he is going to have to be chayzer. Meaning, it's not enough to have a nekitas chayfetz. It has to be a choshev and nekitas chayfetz, and even tefillin in and of itself is not going to be enough. Now, tefillin is not enough. What do you need? Right? What's more than tefillin? Sefer Torah. You have to have a Sefer Torah. But ad kidei kach, Rav Papa said, hay dayna d'ashba b'tefillin, nasiki mishatah b'dvar mishnah v'chayis. So we just had two memories. One was Rav, the other one was Rav Papa. Rav said, hay dayna, that doesn't do nekitas chefetz, is nasiki mishatah b'dvar mishnah v'chayis. Rav Papa said that if it's tefillin, it's also not enough, you're vayta atah b'dvar mishnah. So again, Rav is introducing the ikar halacha, Rav Papa is doubling down. That it's not even enough that you do a Nikita's chayfetz. It can't even be tefillin. Says the Gemara, v'ilchus ha-gavasi de-rava, v'les ilchus ha-gavasi de-rapapa. The halacha is like Rava, the halacha is not like Rapapa. Ilchus ha-gavasi de-rava, the halacha is like Rava, the halay nakit chefetz ha-biyate. Meaning, we paskin like Rava that if there's no Nikita's chayfetz, it's going to be a problem. But v'les ilchus ha-gavasi de-rapapa, the halacha is not like Rapapa, the nakit chefetz ha-biyate. If the dayan is mashpiyim and he's holding tefillin, so that's Nikita's chayfetz. And as long as there's Nikita's chayfetz, that's enough for this person to be chayv. I mean, you don't have to have a sefer Torah. Tefillin in and of itself is going to be enough. Incidentally, Tosfos asks the obvious question. How could that be a havam, you know, that tefillin alone is not enough? You would need a sefer Torah. What's the makar to nekivas chayfetz? So look at that from Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was bris milah. Wasn't a sefer Torah. And Tosfos says two terutz, and Tosfos' second terutz is that at that point, the only mitzvah Avraham Avinu had been nitzdava was the mitzvah of milah. So that was really the only nekitas chayfetz. Chayfetz. He didn't. Rashi Tosfos Loshes. Kiven that dainlin it's tavu yoiser. Habi kisei v'teru legabayim. I and other Rishonim say it in a slightly different nosach. But you have to say Avraham Avinu was different. This was Avraham Avinu's mitzvah. But now that we have 613 mitzvahs, so now already it would have to be a sefer Torah. Says the Gemara. A few halachas related to this. Shvua mu'umid. Whoever is swearing shvua sadayonim has to stand. Talmud Chacham that swears shvua sadayonim miyoshev could even be sitting. Shvua b'sefer Torah. Nikita's chayfetz has to be a sefer Torah. Talmud Chacham lechatchila b'tefillin. But when it comes to a Talmud Chacham, not only is tefillin going to be okay, but actually it's lechatchila for him to hold tefillin and for him not to hold the sefer Torah, and we actually are going to stop here.